Welcome to the Villa of Wellness, and this week's episode will be about astrology and spirituality. I have a special guest here, Kira, and is a coach and an astrologer, and we will dive into topics related to astrology, how to use astrology in one's life, and spirituality concepts that coincide with astrology, and how best we can use these tools as either self-development tools, a way where we can navigate our lives that aligns with who we are. And I'm really excited to dive deep with Kira. We've been trying to do this for some time now, so I'm very excited to have her on, and I hope you enjoy today's episode.
This is like from The Art of Resistance. I don't know if you've read that, but it's basically like anytime you're trying to pivot into a new direction, there's like forces and you have to like fight against the resistance. That's what this is. We're moving into a new area in life. We're trying to grow and expand, and it's going to be a little bit of resistance here.
Resilient.
Yeah.
Okay. Won't take up too much because, yeah.
It's okay. I have time, so yeah.
So thank you for being on here today. I appreciate you and your time. And we're going to talk about, Kiera's going to talk about her astrology work and how she combines it with coaching. And she's going to just kind of dive into like how someone can use astrology, what is astrology, and how we can just use it. So yeah, thanks.
Yes, thank you, Felicia. I'm so happy to be here right now. So yeah.
So why would someone, or I guess what kind of a person in general, would want to seek astrology for guidance?
Yeah, astrology is ideally for people who are looking to go deep and explore themselves and really gain that self-acceptance within themselves. So I like to think of astrology as a personal development tool. It can give you insight on really who you are, how certain things in your life have shaped who you are, and how you will evolve. So there's different ways of looking at the chart to get information that can tell you a lot about that. So it's a deeper dive into yourself. So for anybody looking to explore themselves or just on that path of self-discovery and self-acceptance, astrology is it.
But that would be like the birth chart reading?
Yes.
Because I know there's different types of readings.
Yeah.
Like briefly go over that and how someone could use that.
Astrology is basically, just to like go back a little bit, if anyone's like never heard of astrology, I mean, in this day and age, it's so popular. But if you really just don't know what astrology is, it's really just an understanding of the heavens. So how planetary spheres or the celestial bodies influence human relation. So there were really great people many, many years ago that started to really look up to the sky and really saw a correlation with planetary movements as well as stars and things like that and how they influenced human behavior. So there are different types of astrology. I practice Western astrology, and its premises is from Hellenistic astrology, which just means that it really comes from like the Greeks. So yeah, but there are different types of charts. So you can get a natal chart reading, which is a study of your, so basically when you're born and you take your first breath, that sky where the planets were at that time, it has a direct influence on your life. And so I'm looking at a snapshot of the sky at that moment that you took your first breath. And that can tell me a whole story about what you're here for, what your gifts may be, and so much more, and how you see the world, how you view the world. And so there's that one. And then there's a progression chart, which is how your soul plans to evolve. So that one's a little bit slower. Essentially, for every first day, or excuse me, for every day of life is representative of a year in progression charts. So it's really a slower, it's basically showing like your soul evolution. through time that you're here. And then there's synastry, which is a chart that looks at you and another person and how your energies mesh together. So relationship chart, so to speak. And there's different forms of that. And then there's horary, which isn't as popular, but was very popular back in ancient times. But it is the study of the hour. So basically, if there is a question that you have, that question, the moment that you present that question to the astrologer, they can look at the hour or the exact time that you ask that question and gain insight to an answer for you. So yeah, there's different forms of charts, different methods.
Do you recommend them they do the birth chart reading first before they do the other ones, or?
Your natal chart is basically at the time that you were born, it's a snapshot of the sky, and it has a map of the direction that you're going, your life purpose, and give you insight into career choices and things and how what you plan to do here. Progressionary charts, sometimes what will happen is an astrologer will do that chart at the same time just to give you like add an extra layer to give you a little bit more information. It's not really something that's typically done separate. It's usually mixed in with a reading. So it can be done with like if you want to know, because really it's a measure of time as well with astrology. So if there's something, you know, very stressful happening in your life at this time, we can look at your birth chart and give you insight or a time frame of when that may end or when that may begin, or just kind of give you more insight. And so with progressionary, we may use a progression chart as well to really gain a bigger picture of why these things may be happening in your life and what they're asking of you as a person and for your soul and what your soul needs to evolve. So it's usually done on top of like a transit reading, that sort of thing. So yeah, transit readings are, so your natal chart is basically like your birth chart. That's just like a general picture of like what you're here for, what your gifts are and that sort of thing. A transit chart is like, how are these, the planets and where they are now, how are they influencing you today? So okay. If you have a question of like, what is my purpose? What am I here for? What are some good career options? A natal chart might be better for you to gain insight of those. A birth chart reading, general birth chart reading might be ideal for you. But if you want to know, like, if there's like a pressing issue that's happening in your life now, or you want to know things like anything about current events that are happening now, then a transit reading would be ideal.
Okay.
For you. And we do use the natal chart on top of that because it always goes back to your natal promise. So it always goes back to your original birth chart, right? That's like your soul imprint. That's like your soul's imprint and like life direction of what you're here to do and what's happening. So we kind of use the transits, which is where the planets are today, and tie that in with what you're here to do, if that makes sense.
Yeah, like it's like a current reading of what do I do now instead of like the natal chart was like the snapshot of like my life's map type of thing.
Right. So yes, exactly. Your birth chart is like your life's map. And then as you are going through that journey, you know, things are happening currently. And so we can look at that as well. So that would be like more of a transit reading. And on top of a transit reading, your astrologer may tie in progressions, which is what is the bigger picture here? Like, what is your soul evolving into? Where's the growth happening over a long-term basis? So, yeah.
For example, would a transit reading be like if I were in a career change, like the next 6 to 12 months is like a real career change and I'm kind of like trying to find my way. Would a transit reading sort of help me guide me in that type of situation?
Yes, correct. Because it's dealing with the now. So the we now. Can go, yes, exactly. So we can look and see, well, if you're having career shifts, what's happening in the sky now and how is it influencing your natal chart or your placements that shape your character and your overall like life map? So we'll look at transits to see what's happening now. How are these planets influencing you today? Yeah. Yeah.
Help me to get unstuck.
Huh? Yeah. Yeah.
So
What initially, I'm gonna like kind of go off, veer off a little bit. So what initially drew you to astrology and then eventually practice astrology?
Yeah, so I like to describe my relationship with astrology as kind of like that, maybe like in middle school or somebody who had a crush on you, but you never really gave them that much attention, but you knew they liked you and you're like, okay. And then later on, you guys grow older together and you're like, you know what? You're kind of cute. I like you. Let's date. That's my relationship with astrology. So it's always been in my life. It's been in my life ever since probably since middle school. I've always been curious and fascinated with it. However, I didn't understand the layers to it. So at the time, I thought it was just like, oh, I'm a Virgo and that's it. Like, I thought it was just, typical sun sign astrology, like, the gateway drug to the rest of it. But yeah, so I would describe it as that. And then, I think I typed in my, I just like made up a birth time on like a birth chart calculator, like sort of thing on the internet one time. And for the most part, it was like pretty accurate. So I was like, okay, but I still didn't understand it. But I knew I loved it. And so I guess it really started in around like, I'd say around 2017, 2018. I basically hit a wall. I went through all the steps with, going to college, getting in a career, and I just realized it wasn't enough for me. It wasn't really fulfilling me on a soul level. And so I was like, okay, something needs to happen here. So what I did was I just kind of went back to my early childhood moments, like what really excited me, like, or sorry, what made me excited or what really lit me up inside. And that was astrology from what I could remember. And so from there, I kind of just was like, let me start with the things that I liked and the things that really like sparked my interest and go from there. And so from there, I started getting back into astrology. I bought like some books and then I really like started going deeper into it and realizing, oh my gosh, like there's so many layers to this that I didn't understand at the time. And so I took my first class and then from there, that was it. I was hooked and I'm in it 100% now.
You when did you start like doing readings?
So I started doing readings, I believe, I want to say 2020.
Okay.
Yeah. So I studied for about three and a half years before I actually felt comfortable enough doing readings. And yeah, from there, I've just been doing readings ever since. So yeah. Yeah.
And what are you currently working on now as far as astrology?
Yeah, so currently I am working on a really exciting course. My other background is that I am a certified mindset coach as well as hypnosis practitioner. And so I am looking to combine both of those elements. So I have a course that's going to be coming out pretty soon in about 6 to 8 weeks. And it's basically going to take you from who am I? What am I here to do? To I know what I'm here to do. I know what my gifts are. I know what my strengths are. And really helping you dive into that, as well as, working through the mindset blocks that we all have that kind of keep us stuck. It's like you can know what you want to do, you can know what your purpose is, but you really got to have a strong mindset to take you there. So that is currently one of my projects that I'm working on. That will be out pretty soon, hopefully by the spring, if not mid-spring. So yeah.
And are you currently working full time in another career?
Yeah. So I work full-time as a nurse. So that's my full-time bread and butter. And as well as astrology, that's my passion. So I'm doing a mixture of both.
Awesome. So I don't know if you've like maybe encountered like people that are like skeptics. Have you encountered any type of that?
Oh my gosh, yes. One of the most common things that astrologers get is like astrology isn't real. There's no premise, there's no basis. And honestly, I don't try to force anything on anyone. I think you do have to have a natural curiosity. And if that's there, there's so much information out there about astrology and its foundation. I like to start with, well, well, let's take the moon, for example, right? It's the closest thing to us as far as planets. And so, you know, it influences water. It influences our tides. Farmers use a almanac to determine when to plant. And that's based off of the moon cycles. The word month is derived from the word moon, because traditionally the original calendar was 28 days. So the moon cycle, we have the menstrual cycle, which is also based off of the moon cycles, your moon cycle. And so there's a lot of things that if you really, really want to understand astrology, or if you're skeptical about astrology, there's a lot of information and you can really see how astrology's influence has shaped our systems that we follow today, even our days of the week. So I start with that. Just giving them a general understanding, like, you know, there's stuff out there. So, but I don't ever try to, you know, force. And I look at it like this, you know, another common thing is that astrology is witchcraft. And that couldn't be anything further from the truth, because it really is a science. It used to be intertwined with astronomy. And what happened was, once Christianity really became the dominant religion, they decided to separate the two. So astronomy became its own practice. But beforehand, astronomy and astrology were merged together. So there's a lot of great people like Ptolemy, Carl Jung, so many people, Kepler, that have really made some monumental shifts in our civilization, and just coming out with research and things that still influence us to this day. And they all practice astrology. And at some point, even astrology was taught in university. And actually, in, I believe in the UK, it's actually still something that is a part of their university that you can take classes with. So it's definitely there for skeptics. If they want to dive deep, there are resources, but, you know, I don't try to push. Or get a reading and see for yourself. You know, that's like one of the ways. One of my old mentors who really helped me with astrology and mentored me, he started off as a skeptic. He thought it was crap. And now he's an astrologer. So yeah, get a reading and see if it resonates. Yeah, you always want to start with the natal chart reading. So the natal chart reading is basically, you do need your exact time of birth. For anyone listening, if you know your exact time of birth, I'm basically pulling up a sky map, seeing where the planets were, what sign they were in, and houses, which is basically the area of life. So it's as above, so below. Basically, I'm looking at the heavens and seeing, okay, what are the planets? What is the language here? Because that's what astrology is. It's the language of the sky, and translating that for you, basically. But yeah, you always start with the natal chart. The natal chart is the premise to any reading. You always have to go back to the natal chart, because that's almost like your soul contract, right? Mm-hmm. But yeah. There's a lot going on in the sky. Your birth chart really just shows the state of the heavens at the time and place of birth. But your transits really deal with how the planets move on. So as they enter new relationships in the sky, or as they move into different places in the sky from the time you were born, they still have an influence over you as a person and the events that occur in your life. And so transits are looking at almost like a weather forecast. It's like a planet forecast. Like, today we have this happening, or this month we have this happening. So it can really tell you like life themes that are likely to become prominent or more particular at this time now. And we use that in direct correlation with your natal chart, because as you're looking at how things are influencing you now, you can really gain a bigger picture by looking at the natal chart and seeing, okay, why are these events happening in your life, and how are they helping with your soul evolution and with your natal chart, which deals with your soul contract and what you came here to do and your overall purpose. So then you can take both of those and take that insight and really use it for your own advantage to see how you want to navigate with the energy that's influencing you currently. So whether it's like a negative transit that may be happening, everything is perception. Really, there's no negative. Everything is for your greater good. It depends on perception and how you perceive it and how you react to it. But let's just say you're at a very trying time right now and certain things are happening in your relationship. It's like knowing that and knowing your current transits or how it's influencing you now and when that's expected to end, and just like really gaining an overall picture of, okay, what is this? Why is this happening to me now? What is the overall motive? How do I want to use this? How do I want to use this in a positive way? Kind of looking at it from a positive perspective instead of a negative, and actually like having a time window of when to see, because nothing's permanent, you know? So just having that overall peace of mind that this is only temporary and this is going to end. I think that's where transit readings are important. And a lot of times with astrology, as astrologers, we will see a lot of people who are coming in for a reading. They're usually not just coming in to gain insight of, oh, what's my purpose, right? It's usually a trying time in their life or something pertinent happening, and they need direction, they need insight. So that's where the astrologer comes in, where we can kind of re-navigate you back on the right track and say, hey, you know, this is happening, but, you know, use this energy to, in a positive way, or this is how you can use this energy to help you, and just kind of reminding you of the overall theme.
The birth chart is kind of your map, your soul contract, like where the planets were. And then as, let's say you go through life and there's a career change or a relationship change, or like you said, a trying time, a transit reading would be definitely helpful to give you like guidance and navigating through that, right?
Right, right, correct. And I mean, it also can tell you opportunities. It's really about tracking time as well. So, you know, if there's something you want to launch, if there's something you want to do, if there's a time that you know, you're getting married soon, a lot of times people will come for what's called an electional reading, where I can help you figure out the best time based off of your natal chart and the transits, and help you pick out an ideal time to either launch that project, launch that business, get married. So yeah.
That's cool. Well, that's interesting. Yeah. Like good, mm-hmm. like type of thing.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, a lot of people are getting into like new moons and full moons and following that for manifestation, but really knowing those cycles as well as your natal chart or consulting with an astrologer, because again, there's more things at play there. You can really take advantage of those opportunities, those windows that you may have where you might see faster growth if you launch things around that time, or even end things around that time. You might have a better result. So I offer electional readings, natal chart readings, as well as transit readings. So those are my three that I offer, as well as my course that's coming out soon. And I do coaching as well. So if you want to work with me on a 6-month basis, we can meet monthly and we can work with your planetary cycles and anything you're trying to launch, plan, or do, I can help you get in sync with the stars so that it comes, you know, everything flows with ease.
I think some people are just kind of just uneducated or unaware, because there's much more to things of life than just medical science or therapy, or, you know, because back in those olden days, there were shamans and like medicine women, you know, spiritual healers. And
right.
Still are. So yeah, I think for me, the skeptic would be like, if they tried everything in the textbook and it didn't work, they would go to like a spiritual healer, a healer or astrologer of some sort, or a psychic or a medium, you know, people like that.
I just want to touch on that because I think that's very important. I think another thing people have to realize is that, I don't know the exact percentage, but you might can help me on this, but humans can only perceive about 1%. So there is so much that even though you're looking at something directly, there's only but so much that our eyes can interpret and see. So there's like 99% of things that humans can't see with their own eyes, if that makes sense. So there's a lot of unseen things that we just don't have the ability to see directly. And so I think when you take that in account, and it really can help you gain perspective, like, you can only see about 1% of reality. right? But there's all these other forces that we just don't have the ability to see. And I think back then, people understood that, and they were more in sync with the cycles of Earth and the moon and the planets. And I honestly think that we're slowly going back to that. I think now that Pluto has entered Aquarius, and you know, more people are getting into spirituality and more people are getting into astrology even, I think that we are going to see a shift and people just being more open to, you know, understanding the unseen or tapping into just going back to being in sync with the planet and the cycles.
Yeah, like being more connected with nature. Now technology is just like everyone's plugged in. And the unseen, I was like, okay, I don't dream a lot, but when I do, like, I pay attention.
Yes. You know?
Because that's another form, like signs or messages. So it's not, I don't try not to take it literally, but it's a metaphor, you know, it's like a sign. So that's just one thing that I know for sure that I can't explain scientifically, but it's just within ourselves. Like, we have to just pay attention. And also, like, I know that I am empathic. I used to deny like being so sensitive, they call it, but still with like my body, you know, like the gut instinct type of thing. And I've learned to really trust it. That's just an example of the unseen. Yeah. So that's just a little example of like the unseen. So
yeah, 100%. And I think the more you rely on your intuition and learn to trust that, the easier it gets navigating through life and its hardships. You have to learn how to lean on that unseen, you know? And yeah, I think that's so important. And a lot of famous psychiatrists have actually used dream interpretation and used things like astrology and different things like that and integrated it with their practice as well. And it really helps you gain a holistic approach of someone and what they may be going through. And also even teaching them how to, you know, pay attention to their dreams or whatever the case may be can also help them gain a deeper sense of self and understanding. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, important. I'm a big dream. I have a dream journal. Girl, that's a whole nother deep dive we can get into. So if the dream is like super scary or like frightening or whatever, it's usually calling you to pay attention to something in your waking life that you may be ignoring. And now it's in your subconscious, and your dreams play out your subconscious thoughts too. So you can definitely find me at The Glam Mystic on Instagram. I also have a website, www.theglammystic.com. So if you want to book a reading with me, you can book through my website or you can book through Instagram. I have a link there as well. So yeah.
All right. Thank you so much, Kira.
Thank you for listening to the Villa of Wellness with myself, Felicia, and my guest star, Kiera. She is an astrologer and a coach, and I will have her contact information in the show notes for you if you are interested in contacting her for more information. And I will see you all next time, and enjoy your weekend. Bye for now.